following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
You would fall off of a cliff and fall on your...
This show is a well-oiled machine.
Pizzas shaped like penises.
That's gold, son.
CannabisRadio.com presents the Stoner Jesus Show.
F***ing Christ. Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus, February 3rd, 2017. This is the beginning of Hour 2. Hour Dose. Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus live here on CannabisRadio.com. Coming up a little bit later, we have some Ask Stoner Jesus on Periscope, at StonerJesus420 on Periscope. We also have Sex Toys and Stories from the Road with BDJ Sexy Hippie. Page for that on stonerjesus.net or contact information. You send topic suggestions, questions, whatever. Sex Toys and Stories from the Road with BDJ Sexy Hippie. Check the page on stonerjesus.net and hear the segment later this hour. Don't forget, BigTokerSupply.com giveaway comes to an end next Friday. Details on StonerJesus.net, the Stoner Jesus Show Toker Supply giveaway page. Also, the Stoner Jesus Show on Facebook Live video show starts February 12th. It's a Sunday night. I would have started it this Sunday night probably, but it's the Super Bowl and that would be pointless. No one will be watching. Because everybody's going to be watching the Super Bowl. We'll do it February 12th. Facebook.com/StonerJesus420. Make sure you like the page. You have the notifications or whatever for when I go live. All that shit. Big month. As I said in the first hour, February is a big month for the Stoner Jesus Show. Speaking of big months, now time for celebrity news. A lot of shit going on in celebrity news. Big news, of course. Beyonce. Queen Bee. Queen of the Bayhive. Yeah, that's right. I just said all that. Apparently she's pregnant with twins. Sequels to Blue Ivy. The first kid, her and Jay-Z, had. Well, they have kids, Dose and Trace. That's right. Very bilingual show today. Yeah, no, you're going to get that. It's just an added bonus. You're learning Spanish. Español. De nada. So anyway, God damn, is this music ever going to end? Holy shit. Oh. Let's go. No, don't need that. Damn it. Let me fix that. There we go. Now we're ready. Is that right? Is that going to play that twice? I don't know. We'll see. We'll see when I go to break how I fuck that up. Anyway, yeah, Beyonce. There's a story. From eonline.com.
Eternity clothes when you're Beyonce. She is totally naked We're not. We're not naked, thankfully, but we are breaking huge news tonight, Menounos.
Yeah, the due date, the wild conspiracies, and how she's getting revenge.
Why is that echoing? Oh, it's echoing in my ear because I got the thing on. Oh, my God. More user error. Holy shit. Fucking wheels have come off this show.
Let's do this, people.
I said, why is it echoing? I had the thing turned on my ear. Or I was getting the feedback. So it was echoing. Holy shit. Anyway, Beyonce's pregnant.
Beyonce, the Instagram photo.
Want to know how far along Beyonce is? And want to know about fake baby bump conspiracy theories? You've come to the right place. So much has happened since Faye's Instagram gave us a double dose of pregnancy deja vu. A source tells E! News Beyonce is in her second trimester, which would put her twins' due date sometime in the summer.
It is the most incredible gift anyone can have.
Our insider shares it wasn't easy conceiving and calls it a miracle. The 35-year-old singer experienced some morning sickness early on, but now she's feeling okay. Jay-Z's better half posted nude photos on Beyonce.com, and tonight, many in her hive are wondering how she kept the pregnancy a secret.
Are you and Jay expecting another child?
So let's break down the B sightings to see how she covered up the last few months. Back in October, she blocked any signs of a bump with bags and purses.
Jay-Z,
in late November, a bodyguard helped screen paparazzi views, and as fall turned into winter.
They're going through the timeline of how she hid her baby bump. That's fucking hilarious.
Winter, loose-fitting clothing appeared to do the cover-up trick. But there may have been one clue everyone missed. This photo she posted shortly before the holidays with her two fingers up. Now, some fans say that was no peace sign, but a secret signal she was carrying twins. While that's a new theory.
A secret signal. There's Beyonce conspiracy theorists.
You may recall this old conspiracy theory back when she was pregnant with Blue Ivy Carter.
It's a beautiful baby bump.
Beyonce famously sat down for an interview with Australia's Channel 7, and her bump appeared to fold. A short time later, her rep said the prosthetic baby bump speculation was foolish. Perhaps those rumors are why Queen Bee is now posting these pregnancy pics of her Blue Ivy bump.
Queen Bee.
And the new twins bump.
Protecting our daughter is so important.
Their five-year-old girl appears in some of the new pregnancy portraits, and our source says she's excited to be a big sister.
There you go. You get the biggest and the best, most hard-hitting celebrity news right here. President Trump and Arnold Schwarzenegger have been going back and forth. As you know, Donald Trump was the old host of Celebrity Apprentice, and then Arnold Schwarzenegger became the host of Celebrity Apprentice, and Arnold Schwarzenegger is getting much worse ratings, and Donald Trump has decided that he needs to reference that fact whenever he can. I guess this is, I think, is the from the National Prayer Breakfast, where President Trump takes a jab at Schwarzenegger.
We had tremendous success on The Apprentice, and when I ran for president, I had to leave the show. That's when I knew for sure I was doing it. And they hired a big, big movie star, Arnold Schwarzenegger, to take my place. And we know how that turned out. The ratings went right down the tubes. It's been a total disaster. And Mark will never, ever bet against Trump again. And I want to just pray for Arnold, if we can, for those ratings, okay?
He's the president at a National Prayer Breakfast, and he's roasting Arnold Schwarzenegger. Say, you know, I know a lot of people love Trump, a lot of people hate Trump, you know, everybody has an opinion, but he's fucking entertaining. He is fucking entertaining. It's going to be an entertaining, crazy 4 years. And then apparently Schwarzenegger made a video in response to Trump's razzing. Hopefully you understand what he's saying. Motherfuckers lived here for like 1,000 years, and he still can't get rid of the accent. It's Arnold.
Hey, Donald, I have a great idea. Why don't we switch jobs? You take over TV because you're such an expert in ratings, and I take over your job, and then people can finally sleep comfortably again. Hmm?
So it's a battle. between Arnold Schwarzenegger and President Trump. Oh, anyway, as I fucking, as I said, Super Bowl Sunday, the halftime show is going to be Lady Gaga. Yet another halftime show I will be missing. This is from EW.com, Entertainment Weekly. I guess it's supposed to be about Lady Gaga's performance. It's loading. Let's show me this. Whoa, fuck. It's loud. And it's one of those annoying videos where there's no narration, I think. You know, it's one of my pet peeves. I'm reading videos. Yep. See? I'm not even read that story. Fuck you. Fuck you, Lady Gaga. I don't care what you're going to do. Have time. I don't care if you're going to whip out your titties. Well, I might watch that. Might watch some titty whipping out. That's about it. I'm not fucking around with any other bullshit. Angelina Jolie blasts Trump. Sean Diddy Combs recovering in the hospital after a third knee surgery. This is third knee surgery in a year. Damn, Diddy. Diddy got some fucked up knees, son. Okay, coming up. Hold on, let me get this ready. Periscope. Periscope is Stoner Jesus 420. We're going to do some Ask Stoner Jesus on Periscope. It usually goes well, better later in the day. But, you know, we're not later in the day. We're in the fucking morning, unless people are up. Less video-age watching. Video watching it, edge. I don't know. Something like that. Anyway, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back live on the show. Ask Stoner Jesus. We'll be on here and on Periscope. Because I'm done with celebrity news. Let's shut that down. I'm annoyed. I'm annoyed now. You bastards. You've derailed me yet again. That Trump Schwarzenegger thing, that's pretty fucking funny. Anyway. Movie on Periscope here coming up. God damn it. They've changed Periscope around. It's pissing me off. Okay. Anyway, we'll do all that shit coming up. God damn it. I'm flustered. Flabbergasted. VDJ6TV said, no French? I think that's what that says. No, I'm barely able to speak a few words in Spanish. I can't. I have no French in me. Insert joke here. Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus. Ask Stoner Jesus on Periscope. At Stoner Jesus 420. Coming up. If you're listening to this on podcast, you want to see the video, go to Periscope at Stoner Jesus 420 and check it out. I think this fucking thing where I go to break, I think it's going to play twice. That's annoying. Because I put it up, it was gone, and I put it up there, and then it was up there again. So now it's up there twice? Is that what I'm getting here? God damn it. Anyway, and we have Sex Toys and Stories from the Road with VDJ Sexy Hippie. After that, we'll be back, Holmes.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Cannabis Confidential with Dr. Dina. Candid.
I want to give you the inside story.
Captivating.
I want to introduce you to my kind and amazingly talented friends.
Compelling.
We get to meet some of the most amazing cannabis activists and warriors around.
Listen in as medical marijuana pioneer Dr. Dina shares never-before-heard stories, chats with cannabis insiders and celebrity friends, and provides invaluable perspective and insight into one of the fastest-growing industries in the world.
I want to share with you what was once confidential information. Let's expose the truth, discuss the issues, and learn the facts.
Cannabis Confidential, only on CannabisRadio.com.
From high atop Mount Soledad in San Diego, California, 100 feet above sea level. Good morning. It's good news with cannabis nurse Heather.
This plant is amazing. Positive change is happening. We did it. No matter who you are, you can make a positive impact on the world.
I would rather be illegally alive than legally dead.
And that quote helped to give you strength.
Nurse Heather is only on CannabisRadio.com.
Good morning, Cannabis Nurse Heather.
CannabisRadio.com keeps you in the know Monday through Friday on air and on demand with Cannabis Radio News. Presented with the definitive worldwide news source, the Associated Press. Stay informed with exclusive news on all things cannabis. Cannabis Radio News, live weeknights at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, during the Russ Belville Show. Or download the daily podcast exclusively on CannabisRadio.com, as well as iTunes, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. When breaking news happens in the cannabis industry, Cannabis Radio News delivers the details first.
You're listening to the Stoner Jesus Show. Not only can Stoner Jesus Show podcast be found on stonerjesus.net, you can also find them on cannabisradio.com. You can also find the show by searching Stoner Jesus on Spreaker.com and the Spreaker Radio app, also the Stitcher Radio app, iTunes, the iHeartRadio app, and iHeart.com. If you want the links to all of these, go to stonerjesus.net. In the top menu bar, there's a page that says Listen to the Stoner Jesus Show. There you can find all the different ways you can listen to the Stoner Jesus Show podcast. All other information on the show can be found at stonerjesus.net.
Tommy Chong is ready to cut through the smoke and change the tone of Tilk Radio.
I hope everybody's got their vape pen handy or their pipe or their bong or whatever you use to do your medicine.
But you don't, it's not a requirement. You don't have to be high for this show.
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
I don't know who you're talking to. You have to be high to do anything. At least I do. I don't know about you. In fact, I've been high so long that being straight is another high.
The Tommy Chong Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome to my world.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back, everybody. Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus, live February 3rd, 2017, on CannabisRadio.com. We're also live simultaneously on Periscope for a little Ask Stoner Jesus. If you're listening to this podcast, you want to see the video, go at Stoner Jesus 420 on Periscope. We're live. Everybody joining us. Throw out some questions. Hopefully I can see them. Hopefully I'll be looking. You want to hear the audio, like I said, live at CannabisRadio.com, podcast at StonerJesus.net, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, all that shit. Smooth, says Sativa or Indica. Basically, in the place that I'm in, geographically, you take what you can get. Mostly seems to be Indica, but I'm good either way. You know, if I had to pick, I would pick more Sativa. As you see, I'm doing very important things. I got a lot of important shit to get done. I have shows to do and things to write and other shit. Corn Dog saying hi, going back to work. Fan the show from way back in the day. Thanks for that. By the way, we have sex. If you're watching this live, we have sex toys and stories from the road with VDJ Sexy Hippie coming up on CannabisRadio.com. That will not be on Periscope. If you're watching on Periscope, you have to go to CannabisRadio.com, or if you want to hear it later, go to StonerJesus.net. VDJ Sexy Hippie, she takes your questions. You can talk about any topics, any questions you have. Send them to her, and she'll talk about it. I don't know what she's talking about today. You know, like I said, if you're listening to this live, or if you're watching live on Periscope, you need to get your ass over to CannabisRadio.com, because that's where the rest of the show will be, or podcasts on StonerJesus.net. Been a big show today so far, about a little over 40 minutes away from high noon, getting lots of hearts. Hell yeah. They said, post up your questions in the comments. You can do so in the chat area on Spreaker as well. Search Cannabis Radio On Air on Spreaker.com or post them up on Periscope. I will answer all of your questions. Everything. At least for the next 5 or 6 minutes. And then we'll have a sexy hippie timed perfectly to take your sex questions and topics, whatever. We've talked about all kinds of shit. VDJ Sexy Hippie will talk about anything. Follow her on Twitter at VDJ Sexy Hippie. VDJ Sexy Hippie at gmail.com. It's hippie with an IE. Oceanos says blunts, bowls, or bongs. Again, I'm the type of person who'll do anything, but I've always preferred the trusty glass pipe. Water pipes are cool and that stuff, and sometimes a blunt's cool. Just the simple pipe, and it's all you need. Me and my pipe, me and my buddy pipe. Hitting the pipe, hitting it hard. But yeah, it's always just been the more simple way to do things. I like vaporizers, all that shit. But I don't know, something about the, whoops, there's something on that computer. Something about the, just like the short, man, just you light it, bam, short distance, in your lungs, you're fucking done. That is, this is the classic way. I'm a traditionalist when it comes to this shit. Sorry, VDJ Six Hippie over in the chat area on Spreaker said nothing beats a pipe sometimes. Absolutely. And there was times, man, I'm old enough to remember there was times when, you know, you'd improvise. You know, you had to crush the aluminum can and all kinds of shit. VDJ Sexy Hippie asks, glass, metal, or wood? I've done all of those as well. I've told the story many times of our cherished wooden pipe flipper. He was a wooden dolphin, and you had to smoke out of his ass. Or I assume a dolphin's ass would be. I really don't know. So that was cool, and metal's cool. You know, it was back in the day. But glass is just better. It's better for a variety of reasons, including cleaning. Cleaning a fucking wooden pipe. Getting resin out of that motherfucker? That's hard. That's some hardcore shit. Metal is easier, but glass is just the easiest. Man, everybody fucking bombed out of the Periscope. Maybe they're having issues. Maybe we're having issues. Maybe we're having connection issues. I don't know. We were having connection issues with the Wi-Fi with this computer earlier. So we'll see. Anyway, if nobody's got any more questions, we're in this shit. Go to CannabisRadio.com if you're watching live for Sex, Toys, and Stories from the Road with VDJ Sexy Hippie. If you're watching this video later, go to StonerJesus.net for the podcast. VDJ Sexy Hippie segment will be an hour two of the February 3rd podcast. Something just fucking came up. This fucking cleaner, this app cleaner bullshit just came up. I think it kicked me off Periscope. God damn it. I hate this thing. I am getting rid of you, you motherfucker. Yeah, I don't think I'm live anymore. Does not seem like it. Fucking kicked me off. God damn it. That's annoying. Let me see if I'm kicked off. Yeah, I'm kicked off, motherfuckers. I think it... This says... Oh, I started it 6 minutes ago. Okay, that's right. I don't know. You can go watch that fucking video. I guess Ask Stern Jesus is over. I'm getting rid of this fucking app cleaner thing. This annoys me. It's always coming up like, hey, clean your fucking shit. I just did 2 hours ago. Just get off it. Get off it already. Ruined my segment. Ruined. It's ruined. So anyway, we'll take a break. We have sex toys and stories from the road with VDJ Sexy Hippie coming up. I'll go tweet that shit out. Google Calendar sending me shit all late. Thanks for that. I'm rambling to myself. That always makes for great radio. Technical issues. Damn. Hit the fucking mic. Oh, yeah, I definitely need to reset. The wheels have come off again. That's like the fourth time in this show the wheels have come off. This could be a record. I don't know. We've had some bad shows. Well, this show isn't necessarily bad. It's just kind of a clusterfuck. And we'll continue. Coming up, Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus, February 3rd, 2017. We're live on CannabisRadio.com, podcast, and more information on the show at StonerJesus.net.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome sponsor of the show, Kind Soil. Check out the Kind Soil banner on stonerjesus.net or go to kindsoil.com. And also follow at Kind Soil on Twitter. Kind Soil is a 100% organic soil program that feeds your plants from seed to harvest. All you ever do is water your plants. You never use nutrients again. Make sure you check out that Kind Soil banner on stonerjesus.net. Kind Soil allows your plant to feed as it chooses, drink fresh, clean water as it chooses, all while never experiencing burns or growth issues from chemical feeding. Kind Soil produces large, dense flowers soaked in trichomes. Go check it out for yourself, kindsoil.com, or click that Kind Soil banner on stonerjesus.net. The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods. Everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google. I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere, but it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
Mindful of sustainable practices and limiting their environmental footprint, Sansal Hemp is always grown outdoors, as nature intended. By starting with uniform genetic profiles, Sansal ensures the plant will maintain its optimal performance and yield consistently throughout its life cycle. It is through innovative processes that Sansal is able to achieve pure whole hemp extracts and meet industry requirements and the level of quality desired by many of their customers. Healthy plants, healthy people. SansalCBD.com. Improve your lifestyle naturally.
We don't limit how much you smoke, and we don't limit where you listen. Cannabis Radio is now on iTunes, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio.
Play as Ted Growing, expelled botany sophomore and the biggest grower in town, only on Weed Firm Replanted. Available on the App Store and Google Play.
It's a lot of work being the biggest grower in town. Maintaining a room full of plants while dealing with a slew of eccentric customers, from a hardcore partier to the curious neighbor next door.
Is anybody home?
Help me expand my bud business by unlocking new strains, customizing my grow room, and completing challenges that you can't get enough of. Grow your empire so big you can see it from space. Low on funds? Don't worry. Weed Firm Replanted is free to download.
Download Weed Firm Replanted for free on the App Store and Google Play today. Get growing, Mr. Growing.
Everyone deserves the medicine they need. Aaron's premium CBD essentials and CBD nectar products are made from plant-based organic ingredients, grown and processed in the United States. Our unique formula of coconut oil and coconut water, infused with CBD oil, is ideal for all skin types and provides maximum relief. Aaron's Essentials was formulated by 9/11 first responder and stage 4 cancer survivor Aaron Sieber. As a cannabis connoisseur, Aaron began making and using his own lab-tested medicinal cannabis products to help relieve the side effects of his rigorous cancer treatments. Visit www.canisaurbrands.com for more information on Aaron's Essentials and learn how you can pay it forward. That's C-A-N-N-A-I-S-S-E-U-R brands.com.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Fuber vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Fuber vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be. The Fuber way.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Pull out from your mate, get off your knees, and chill with a cunning linguist live from Canada. It's time for sex, toys, and stories from the road with at VDJ Sexy Hippie.
Yeah, it is time. Sex toys and stories from the road with VDJ Sexy Hippie. Live on the old Wake and Bake. The old Wake and Bake with the old Stoner Jesus. Sex toys and stories from the road with VDJ Sexy Hippie. Who should be coming up.
Hi.
There you are, VDJ Sexy Hippie. What's up?
Oh, nothing much, nothing much. Anyways, when you mentioned Flipper... That was actually the first time in all the years I've been listening to your show I've heard about Flipper.
Really? I remember telling that story. Maybe I told the story somewhere else. But Flipper was a wooden pipe, and like to where like his like the blowhole would be for or whatever. Right? Do dolphins have blowholes? Anyway, the top of like the,
yeah, but the blowhole part's at the top.
Yeah, that's where like you pack the weed, and then you lit it up there, and then you smoked it out of like the very end of it, which I assume, like I said, is a dolphin's ass. I don't know.
Well, I remember a few years ago, a friend of mine got this glass pipe, and it was in the shape of an elephant, and the choke part was on the asshole. Yeah, and then you smoked out of the elephant's nose.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, it was pretty
for,
cool.
For a couple of years, our go-to pipe was old Flipper. You had to smoke out of Flipper's ass, or you didn't get any.
Nice. Nice. See, my favorite one right now, it's a Playboy bunny pipe. And it's pink, and like the one part is all nice and flat, but it's nice and heavy. That's my favorite one right now. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So how are things in Canada?
Snowy, white. It sucks. I want summer to be back. I'm tired of snow.
I would imagine so.
So. Oh, just tired of it. But anyways, I wanted to talk about sex toys today. Because we haven't really talked about sex toys in a while. And lately, like, I've talked to a few people, and there's a few first-time buyers out there. They don't know what to look for. They don't know what they like. All that other shit. So, you know, figure I'll kind of give, like, a beginner's guide type thing to buying sex toys. The first thing about sex toys, though, is there's some myths of why people buy sex toys. You know, saying, yeah, people are lonely or... You know, you can get addicted to them, all that other shit. That's bullshit. Bullshit. So, sex toys are handy to have. Because, like, sometimes you get that itch, and be it in a relationship or out of a relationship, sometimes you get that itch. So, having a sex toy to take care of yourself sometimes comes in handy instead of getting bitchy. Because I know, like, if I be... Well, it's true. You know, you get into those moods and shit, and, like... You get bitchy sometimes when you don't have something that you need. And sex is a primary instinct. It's like food and stuff like that. Like, when you don't have sex regularly, you get bitchy.
Fucking
so, and just like different types of, like, paraphernalia to smoke marijuana out of, there's different types of sex toys. So it's like, you know, if you're deciding I need something new to smoke out of and you're debating on a pipe or a bong, sex toys are pretty much the same thing. But you got to get to know what you like. And that's one of the tips, is to start off cheap. right away, like when you're first learning what you like, you don't want to turn around and spend like $200 on a sex toy, get it, and then figure out, well, no, that's not your thing. You know, you much rather spend like $50 and figure out it's not your thing. Yeah. So when it comes to experimenting with sex toys, if something different and something you haven't really tried before, go cheap. And if you like it, get something better.
Oh, yeah.
So
you always have more than one.
Exactly. So there's different kinds. There's vibrators. So a sex toy is that, like, has a motor in it that makes it spin around. There's dildos. So sex toys that's just made for penetration and only move as much as you move them. So one's electronic, one's not. Then you have harnesses. So allows you to use dildo without using your hands. A lot of harnesses will go around your waist. Some will go to your thigh, but it all depends. And you can even have some that are strapped to furniture. So you can have a chair with a dildo sticking out of it, which is kind of cool. Anal sex toys. So, you know, toys that are designed to be safe for anal penetration. and that's also, too, if you like anal. Myself, I like anal. So an anal sex toy is not a bad idea for me. But there's some people that don't like anal. So, you know, you really need to think about things. Lubricants. So you need lubricants anyways a lot of times for your sex toys. They help make them easier for penetration, stuff like that. Different lubricants will do different things. There's some tingling ones. There's some cooling ones. There's all sorts of different stuff out there. So you got to know what you like. Penis rings. So it is a ring that is worn around the base of the penis to create pleasurable pressure for the person who's wearing it. So a lot of men will say that a penis ring will actually prolong their erection. So that's another one. BDSM toys. So they include like play toys, floggers, paddles, restraints, blindfolds, nipple clamps, things like that. So if you're into BDSM, there's BDSM toys out for you as well. There's luxury sex toys. So it's a newer category of sex toys, well designed and made from the best quality materials and motors. It's pretty much an expensive fucking sex toy. So,
I was going to say luxury sex toys. That's going to be, I mean, how you make a sex toy like, is like gold plated? I mean, what is, you know?
I don't know, but you know, you see some really fucked up shit out there. Did you ever see they have this nail polish for like, it's really fucking expensive. It's like $1 million a bottle, and it's because it's got real diamonds in it.
That seems like a waste, like, but.
It's a waste. So maybe it's just like a really blingy sex toy. Homemade sex toys. So many people will make their own. I have it myself. But with sex toys and homemade, you got to use your common sense. Yeah, it has to be safe.
Like whittle one in the wood or something?
Yeah. Actually, I remember when I was back in high school, I had a friend who did. He whittled one out of wood as a joke for me.
Wow.
He was like, here you go. Yeah. So just as, yeah. But no, that would hurt. Oh, that would fucking hurt. I can't imagine. Oh, that would suck. Adult movies. So sex films can be used as sex toys for sexual thoughts and actions, either individually or as a couple. And then erotica, so movies and erotic fiction, books. They give you ideals and, you know, they kind of set the mood. So when it comes to your first sex toy, like I said earlier, start in inexpensive. You need to know what you like, and you don't want to spend a whole bunch of money and get something that you really don't like. It's not like, you know, a piece of clothing that if you get it home, it doesn't look good and you can return it. It's a sex toy. Like, you can't return sex toys. That's just gross. I use something that is versatile and can be used in several different ways. So there was this one toy that I remember. It was one of the first toys I ever got. It was called the Fuku Okeyu. And it was a toy that was a vibrator that went on the end of your finger. And there's so many things you could have done with that. You know, I had so much fun with that thing until I kind of crapped it out. Because just, yeah. Start simple. So bells and whistles are nice, but they're not necessary. So simple. And then if you see something that you like, you can work your way up. Like a vibrator with the rabbit. The rabbit's a clit stimulizer. Love the rabbit. But some people don't. You know, some people can't handle the rabbit. Well, the rabbit's awesome for me. So that's a bell and whistle that I look for. First time when you try a toy, try it alone. You know, you feel less pressured and you can experiment and you can get to know what you want. When you first try a sex toy, you don't want to do it with a partner. you know, because you might be embarrassed, you know, unless you're comfortable with your partner. If you're really comfortable with your partner, go at it. And lubrications and lots of batteries. Batteries are always good because it really, really sucks when you're about to fucking get off and your vibrator dies on you. It just, it so sucks. The other thing is to do your research. So, at least 3 times.
Damn.
It sucks. It fucking sucks. So do research too, you know, learn how to use a vibrator dildo, you know, learn about anal beads, learn about care with them, learn about how to clean them because you have to clean them. Like you can't just use a sex toy and throw it back in the fucking thing. You know, you have to clean it. Some of them you can use soap. Some of them it's water only. Some of them you can, you know, like I think when I talked about cleaning sex toys before, I think you can throw some in the dishwasher. Like it all depends on the toy itself. So, you know, so do research on the care of the toy. You want, especially if you're spending good money on a toy, you want to make sure you make it last as long as possible. Or to buy sex toys. So you can, you know, check out the different sex shops if you're not embarrassed to do that shit. And even if you find sex shops are expensive, you go online. There's a lot of different places online you could order. There's one place I like to order from, and they're very discreet. The package comes in a regular package. It doesn't, you know, it's not labeled sex toys or anything like that. you know, and I also find a big difference from in-store price compared to online price. Like the one toy I have, I picked it up for like $50-$60 online. But if I was to go in a store, that's a $200 vibrator.
Yeah.
So, you know, you shop around, you know, do your research, shop around, you know, so, and listen to different, like listen to reviews and read different reviews online too. It helps you kind of judge on what works and what doesn't work, you know? So most sex toys are safe, but you have to use your common sense. So if you're allergic to latex, don't get anything with latex in it. It's just common sense fucking shit, you know? But even if a sex toy is safe, you can have a negative reaction to it. So, you know, not liking it. Again, you know, hives, things like that, you know, take care of your shit. That's a big one. And when you first get it and take it out of the package, wash it. Just don't use it right away. Wash it. Some people don't have that common sense.
Don't loan it out to people.
Don't loan it out to people either. Yeah, that's really bad.
It's not like a book.
Exactly. Exactly. It's like, you know, Celebrity Dildo sent me two. And one I use to, you know, review and stuff like that. And the other one I have for display. So when I talk to people, I'll be like, yeah, check this shit out. And I take out Celebrity Dildo and I get people's reactions on it. And it's funny because like the beginning of December, just before Christmas, I brought it out. I had a party here. It was a friend's birthday and I brought it out then. And, you know, people kind of got a kick out of it. You know, they're checking it out and stuff like that. So, you know, and that's the other thing with sex toys. Some of it, you know, most of the time I talk about for use, but you see some pretty funky things out there that you just have to buy just to say that you bought it. You know, I've seen one, it was like a penis molding kit. So you can make your own dildo from like a penis that you like, and it's a molding kit to do that. Like, there's so many funky things online if you take a look, you know? So, that's so
cool. They have a couple of Hustler Hollywoods around here. It's like a big, you know, retail sex store. And they have, like, those big, like, fuck machines. Those are a few $100. And they have, like, you can get, like, just about any part of anybody. You can get, like, a dude's torso and his dick, or you can get a woman's ass and her pussy, or... You get just like from her neck to her like knees and just like all kinds of variations of different silicone shit that's just like several $100.
Oh, yeah. And even like if you ever looked at BDSM items, some of the furniture they have for BDSM, it's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy shit. And they're a couple $100. It's like, holy fuck.
Have you ever installed a sex swing or anything, VDJ?
No, I haven't, but honestly, I've always wanted to, because I think that would be awesome. You have mobility that way.
I mean, I guess you gotta, figure out some shit, like your ceiling's gotta have certain requirements and all kinds of stuff to be able to hold that kind of stuff. It seems like just a lot.
And then you gotta figure out with your partner, too, because, like, your partner's gonna want it at a certain height as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, and if, you know, you're not in a relationship and you have multiple partners, then you're going to have to figure out how to make it adjustable as well.
Adjustable.
Exactly. Like, adjustable sexting.
Maybe they have like pulleys and shit that makes it easy.
If you own your house, if you own your own place, you can pretty much do anything you want. So you make your own pulley system.
I guess it's the same thing with like one of those stripper poles. You really got to, you know, there's a lot of logistics involved.
I've seen a few people though install, like I've been to a few places and they've had stripper poles. So some of them were installed well, and then there were some of them that were not installed that well.
Well, if it's not installed well enough, there's some, I imagine there's a lot of injuries. That'd be a good segment. How many injuries are there per year from like stripper poles in people's houses and sex swings?
Yeah, actually that's something I'm actually kind of curious about. I'm going to have to wait for that shit down.
Maybe there's people who have died in history from like sex swing accidents. Somebody, I'm gonna bet right now. I have no idea the answer. Someone has died from a sex swing accident. I say at least 5 people.
I would give 5, 10, around that range, if not even up to 25. Because people are stupid. That's the thing is people are stupid.
And if they're like bent over a certain way, if like the swing came out of the ceiling, they can land right on their head.
Yeah.
Break your neck or in a fucking sex swing accident.
Or getting carried away, you know, with there's people who get carried away with autoerotic asphyxiation. So maybe they figure out something with that.
Maybe you installed your sex swing too close to the window and, you know, you were fucking her and just right out the window she went.
Yeah.
Four stories.
A little carried away there. But the thing is have fun when you do it, you know. Have fun when you're looking at different things, and because you never know what you're going to find. Like, I've looked online for different toys, and, you know, like, there's so much out there. So much.
Yeah.
You know, so everyone's bound to find something that they like, be it something simple or be it something complicated, you know, but it's fun, you know, and it's okay to... Sex toys are fun. They're just... I like them.
Oh, yeah.
So anyways, I encourage anyone with any questions, topics, things like that to message me at vjjsexyhippie@gmail.com. You can also find me on Twitter at vjjsexyhippie. And if you are a place that has like toys and stuff like that and you want us to promote you, get a hold of myself or Stoner Jesus and we will help you out because it's fun.
Hell yeah. Thank you, VJJ. Yeah. Have fun in Canada and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, I'll talk to you soon. Take care, SJ.
Word.
Word.
Sex toys and stories from the road with VJ Sexy Hippie. About halfway through, I said it had like an internet connection problem. She went in and out a little bit, but then it all came back, and it was pretty good. Pretty good connection-wise. And a good segment. A lot of information. You got to know, like she said, there's a lot of sex toys. You got to learn shit. It's kind of like the same thing we were talking about earlier about like bongs and stuff, you know. As time advances, there's like more and more stuff, and there's just, you know, you gotta figure it out. You gotta research it. See what the fuck's going on. We're gonna take another break. We're come back, wrap things up. We're about 14 minutes away from high noon here in the East. Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus, February 3rd, 2017, on CannabisRadio.com. We be live. For all information on the show, check out StonerJesus.net, past podcasts, social media links, sponsor banners, go click them. All that stuff. We'll be back, yo.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here. I have a question for you. Do you like extracts? Of course you do. We all do. But getting quality product can be such a problem these days. Have you ever considered making your own? Well, Terp Extractors has equipment for every skill level from beginners to advanced extract artists. They offer the highest quality equipment, and they back it up with their industry-leading training and tech support. They carry everything from bi-directional closed-loop systems to tabletop rosin presses. Make sure you visit their website at terpextractors.com. That's Terp with 2 P's, and let them help you get on the path to extraction. Make sure you use promo code SJ5 before January 1st to receive 5% off your first order. And make sure you please check your local laws before purchasing. That's terpextractors.com. That's Terp with 2 P's.
or simply click the Turf Extractors banner on stonerjesus.net and make sure use promo code SJ5 before January 1st to receive 5% off your first order.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about one of our awesome sponsors, Celebrity Dildo. Celebrity Dildo has released a new and exciting range of premium silicone dildos that have finally combined the two worlds of novelty and function. Made in premium, medical-grade silicone, they are firm yet flexible and velvet to the touch. They're durable, non-porous, odorless, and hypoallergenic. Make sure you click that Celebrity Dildo banner on stonerjesus.net. They're all of that, and let's face it, they're just a great conversation piece. You've got to check them out. Go click that Celebrity Dildo banner on stonerjesus.net or check out celebritydildo.com. They are Celebrity Dildo 1 on Twitter. Awesome sponsor of the show, Celebrity Dildo. Check out their banner on stonerjesus.net.
Oh, Lady Marijuana Llama, tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put different celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is him pink, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. Business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot proved by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crops, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
Great websites today need expert web design and development and need to be e-commerce ready and mobile friendly. But building a marketable and profitable website can be an uphill climb. Ready to make your new website or replace your existing website? Think Orange as the new way to get in the black. Orange Hill Development works with Fortune 500 companies and offer the same top quality development service at a fraction of what other providers charge. Brands like Absolute, Carlsberg, and Nestlé trust Orange Hill Development. Find out why you should trust your website with Orange Hill. Contact Orange Hill for a consultation today at orangehilldevelopment.com.
Cash?
Sorry.
I don't carry around cash, and I don't want to use the ATM and pay surcharges.
You don't need to carry cash. Haven't you heard about PayQuick?
Okay, tell me about PayQuick.
It's the safe and easy way to pay. It works just like your debit card to securely pay for your purchase, and it gives you rewards points every time you use it.
Nice.
PayQuick, the safe and easy way to pay. PayQwick.com.
The cannabis business industry is growing. Business is booming. And as new opportunities arise in newly legalized states, each market is getting more competitive. Today, it takes more than just being a good grower. Do you have the resources to market and handle this ever-changing business landscape? Let Canna Management Corporation help you grow your canna business with our vast resources and experience to make your business a fully functional service company. Financial management, HR, sales, marketing, efficiency, and more. CMC has the experience and the expertise to improve your business and help you better meet the demands of your clients and customers. Call Canna Management Corporation and let our team get you ready to grow. 415-269-8015. That's 415-269-8015. Or visit canna-management.com.
Do you want to get in on the booming cannabis industry? With New Frontier Data, we give industry insiders the power of big data analytics to help navigate this rapidly growing and changing landscape. New Frontier's tools help you make critical decisions based on the facts. Our industry analyst reports reveal the best opportunities, our custom research engagements deliver answers to the most difficult questions, and our cutting-edge big data platform, Equio, puts real-time information and answers you need right at your fingertips. Go to www.equio.io and sign up for your free membership today. That's EQUIO.io to sign up now. The power of real-time big data is now in your hands. Run with New Frontier and let us help you conquer the wild.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus, February 3rd, 2017. We've got a few minutes left. I'm going to check out some shit. Some of that old viral shit from the internet. This is from RealStarHipHop.com. Savage, when your side piece ordering food, but she don't get paid until Friday. And I guess you record it and you put it up on RealStarHipHop.com for everybody to check out. They're in their car in the drive-thru, obviously.
Excuse me.
Yeah, let me get a number two. No pickles, no onions, no mustard. A number two, no pickles, no onions, no mustard.
What?
What kind of drink? Let me get a Coke. Small. All right, now, hold on. I'm going to get something else. Yo, babe, you want something?
Yeah, I want a number three large with extra bacon.
Number three large, huh? That's a triple.
Yeah, you want something to eat, son?
Okay, that what's up. Yeah, let me get that number three large.
Hey, man, you're not going to get paid until Friday.
You get paid when?
Friday.
Friday? Shit, yeah, that's cool. I got you. You know that. I'm probably make a couple of adjustments to that shit, though. The lettuce make the burger cost more, like the ketchup and all that? Does it make it the price more expensive?
No.
What if I take the meat off of it?
Take the meat off?
Yeah, take the meat off. You say you don't get paid to Friday, right?
Yeah.
All right, that's when you'll get some hamburger meat on your shit. Yeah, without the B. You still want it with the B or not?
No, don't even worry about it. How am I eat it without no meat?
I got a hamburger at the house.
It's just bread.
So just take it off?
Yeah, just don't even worry about it.
Never mind. Scratch that second order, ma'am. Yeah, no onion, no mustard, no pickles neither on that first one. I appreciate it.
Oh, what? Like-
That's funny. We should have time for one more thing. I just saw something I wanted to play. This guy's angry about his niece spending $753 on his credit card for the Barbie app. Holy fuck. This is also from WorldStarHipHop.com.
My sister think I'm playing with her. But she owed me $753.29, and I'm not playing this year. I'm not. Usually I let shit go, because I love my nieces and nephews, but my niece came down here this summer. She was a good kid, love her to death, but she's sneaky as a fox in July. I said, now, bitch, why is my credit card $753 in the negative? I'll tell you why. I give her the information to download this new Barbie app. It's a Barbie avatar. You can dress Barbie up, but I'm thinking after you pay for the app, all Barbie clothes is free. No, Barbie shit costs. My niece done bought Barbie a mink, a bureau of diamonds, and some new weave. I said, well, what the fuck? Barbie the baddest bitch out here. I said, well, where the fuck she got to go to, niecey? I look at my credit card bill, 753 big ones. I said, well, what the fuck? Where am I going to live this month? Oh, I tell you, with my sister. And that bitch going to be evicted because I'm putting her out of her own shit. She's talking to someone, you shouldn't have gave her your information. Why would you give it to a child? I didn't know the bitch was a child. She was watching herself when she was here the old summer. She was watching me, too. So I'm thinking she's an adult. Any bitch who can buy a damn Barbie $300 mink got to be an adult. A mink for $300. That shit fucked me up. I don't own a mink. Bitch, I barely own a North Face.
See, man, some of the funniest fucking people are on the internet. They don't have TV shows or none of that shit. They're just on the internet doing videos and viral shit like that. So we're going to wrap up with here. Gang member goes to his dead rival's funeral and smacks him in his casket. Well, that's got to be fake scripted shit. I don't know. We'll see. Judge for ourselves. RealStarHipHop.com.
This ugly nigga beat. Word of my mother, I won't smack this nigga right here. Say I won't smack this nigga. Ooh, nigga. This ugly nigga beat. Word of my mother, I won't smack this nigga right here. Say I won't smack this nigga. Ooh, nigga.
And then everybody started fighting. Okay, I buy it. It looked real. Dude was on his cell phone recording a video of him smacking a dead guy in the face. Oh, man. Thug Life. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We're going to get out of here. Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus. We'll see you next Friday, 10 a.m. Don't forget the video show. Debuts February 12th. All kinds of shit going on. You all are awesome. Keep spreading the word about stonerjesus.net. Go check out the podcast at stonerjesus.net. All that shit. Share on your social media. Tell someone in real life. Whatever. February 12th. Stoner Jesus Show live on Facebook Live. Debuts. Don't want to miss that shit. Thanks everybody for listening. And as always, peace, bitches.